Welcome to the world of Webcraft, the Flash Social Game Lesson Series, Part 3. And in this one, we're really going to pick up the pace. I'm going to offer you three scripts in this video, or under this video, at developphp.com, and in the video, I'm going to implement them and show you what's going on with them. Okay, first things first, let's go into our file where we had last left off. We have a loader on frame 1 in the main scene. Frame 2, we have our whole game. Everything about the game is going to be nested in this one movie clip. We double click that, we go inside, and we're inside that whole file movie clip. What we're going to do is add a new layer. And that layer we're going to call AS3 load session bars. We're going to highlight that keyframe and press F9 to open our scripting panel. We're going to pop in the code. And this is the code that you're going to get. And let me explain it real quick. I'm not going to go too in depth with it because I've already made a couple of tutorials about how to get two-way communication between ActionScript 3 and PHP, and that's what this script does. And you can also use flash bars, and I have a tutorial about that too, to send dynamic PHP variables into flash right when it loads up. So you can use flash bars, or you can use this method here. I chose to show this method here because this kind of script will show you how at any part of your timeline, any frame, say you wanted to make a keyframe right here and put some code like this on it, it will call out to PHP. PHP will do any processing you want and send an echo data back to Flash. So that's why I think this is more of a handy script to show you. But there are several approaches you can take to getting the logged in session users data into Flash, into the game. So what this script does is it calls out to a file that's in your scripts folder called getSessionVars.php, and that file is going to be set up to read the user session. There's a complete handler. We have an event listener set on the complete event for that URL request. And this script is also ready to send variables too. If you'd like to pass variables to the PHP file, you can also do that. So in the complete handler, when PHP gets the request from Flash, it's going to process things and then echo data back. That's when this complete handler function runs. Now within it, we create four variables here. The first one is ID var, name var, pass var, and then result status. And PHP is going to send the variable name of ID underscore var, uname underscore var, but that's how you claim that variable coming back from PHP. And you use event.target.data dot whatever the variable name is. So you can store those in local Flash ActionScript variables. And then we do some little clever if and else condition statements to send people to different parts of this timeline. So this if and else condition statement says if the result status is equal to no session, then you go to and stop a frame label called no session, which I'm going to show you how to make in just a second. Else if the result status equals no exist, so say the database didn't find them in the system, then we go to and stop when a frame says no exist, which that should really never happen, but you want to account for it. And then the final one is else if the result status equals all good, then we can populate dynamic text fields on stage with these variables that we created right here. Now I'm going to pop these dynamic text fields on stage right now, and I'll show you how to section out your timeline to where go to and stop 5 is where the game will really load up. Because if this else if condition runs, that means you know the user is all ready to go and the game can load up for him or her. But yeah, one more important thing. Remember I was telling you this script is set up to send variables to the PHP? Here's the only variable that I'm sending right now. Variables.myRequest is going to be the variable's name, and it's going to have a value of bring it. So when this calls out to PHP, PHP is going to be scooping up a posted variable because we're setting post here in the URL request method. So PHP is going to be looking for a variable of my request, and it should have a value of bring it in order for the PHP file to run. And you can name these things anything you want. So now let's go ahead and section out this Flash timeline to accommodate for what's going to happen down here. Okay? So what we do in the ActionScript 3 load session vars layer, let's go to frame 5. Press F5 to extend them out. Don't make a keyframe, just F5. Extend them out. So on that layer, we can put three dynamic text fields now. So I'm going to grab the text tool, and there's a dynamic text field. If yours happens to say TLF up here, you can just change to classic text and make sure that is set to dynamic. And let's give it an instance name of the first one we need, which is user ID underscore TXT. Save that, copy that text, and put it in the instance name for that dynamic text field. And you can place that anywhere you want. I'm just going to leave mine right there. And I'm going to make two exact copies of that, one for the user's name and the user's password. All right, so those three dynamic text fields, really you want to have those living off of the stage, somewhere in this gray area. But they will still allow you to always access the user's ID, the user's name, and the user's password anytime at any level of your file. So say you were even in nested way down into movie clips. You can just use movieclip.parent.parent to go up levels and access these text fields. If you want to know at any point in your file what the user's name is or what the password or ID is, you can simply navigate script-wise. You can navigate to these text fields, and I'm going to show you exactly how to do that in later lessons. But really, we want to make sure that we're just getting the user, the correct users, loaded into the game. So that's why we're going to just keep those on stage during production. That way you can see the value when we load it up on the game page. And then when we see that we have the correct values in there, then we can go crazy and really have some creative fun with the game. Now this layer, let's rename that for now world. Let's drag that to frame 5. So you just highlight it, click down, hold, and drag it till it goes to frame 5, and let it go. That way on frame 1 you don't see the world. Only that script's going to be there. And you can see there's a stop action. So that file won't go through this timeline. It'll stop, call to PHP. Only when PHP sends data back and everything's ready, complete handler runs, and that's when you go to and stop on certain frame labels or frame numbers. So let's create those labels that we need. Right above the world layer, let's go ahead and make this, call this labels. Now let's make a keyframe on frame 2 and one on frame 3. And we got to go into the script and see what we need to make those labels named as. So let's name it go to and stop no session. That one has to be named no session if that happens. So let's go here, highlight that frame, that keyframe, and put the frame label name right there. No session. And then highlight the next one, and this will be no exist. So when those things occur in your script, or if they do occur in your script, this code is going to snap to one of those frames. And you can see if I extend this out by pressing F5, you can see it says, oh, I put mo exist, no exist. So you just make sure you have the right names in there. Now I do. Okay, so I don't need these frames anymore. I just wanted to extend that out to show you. Okay, so if everything goes good, it's not going to hit the no session frame, and it's not going to hit the no exist frame. It's going to snap all the way to frame 5. Or you can just make it snap to frame 4. But in this case, in the script, I have it going to go to and stop 5. Really, you can say go to and stop 40 if you want. It'll snap right to it. And when it snaps to that frame, you can see that your text fields that are on the AS3 load session bars layer, they're still there. So you'll be able to access them. But eventually, we're going to drag them up and get them into this gray area so they never display to the end user. But we can always access them from anywhere within our file. All right, so that wraps up the action script that you're going to get. And it also shows you how to set up your timeline to get started. Okay, now we're all set to create this page called getSessionVars.php. It's going to be living in the scripts folder. Or you can put it whatever folder you want to put it in. Just rename this. Alright, so in Dreamweaver, I just created a new .php file. I haven't named it yet. I'm going to go ahead and save it now to that folder. Okay, now it's called getSessionVars.php, and it's living in my scripts folder. I'm going to remove all this crap and paste in this PHP script for you. You can see it's 27 lines I have going here. I got a couple of comments in there, and let me very quickly explain this. And I'm not going to take too much time because basically this is the same code that's living on the game page, the game.php page, and I explained that very in-depth in part 2, I think it was. Alright, so this is the file that Flash is going to call out to that's going to echo data back to Flash after it does some processing. So here's what the processing is. First thing is you start session to be able to work with the session variables within the file. And whenever you run session start, it's going to kind of renew and reactivate that person's session so it doesn't go stale and expire or whatever. So if you're running session start maybe from within Flash and they're just sitting on one page in Flash for about 40 minutes playing the game, anytime you're calling out to PHP or whatever within the file, it's going to kind of be renewing their session. All right, so the first thing we do is after session start is initialize ID variable, username, and password variables, because we're going to be echoing those out and we don't want any errors to occur. Then the first thing you do is set up an if condition that's going to wrap around all of your code, really. You see this close initial if condition line I have here? That's where that if condition closes up top. And it says, if is set, the posted variable from Flash called myRequest, and if the posted variable called myRequest has a value of bring it, then and only then will the code in the if condition run. Now the first thing that happens inside is we say if it's not set the user's session ID, we're going to echo back to Flash my result equals no session and ID var equals false and username var equals false and user pass equals false. Now you can see I'm sending URL encoded variables. So the key value pairs here that are going into Flash and they're separated by the ampersand symbol. Just like you would in the get variables for if you were sending URL variables to a PHP script. You can send those to Flash and Flash is going to parse them using the method I showed you in the action script. So if the session happens to expire or whatever, then this code will run and it'll snap to, I think it was frame 2 we made it snap to. Else, we know their session is active, so we can grab up the session ID, username, and password, filter those, connect to the database, select all from my members where ID equals ID and username equals username and password equals password, limit 1. Then we set up MySQL numRows function to evaluate if numRows is equal to 0, that means they don't exist, just like we did in the game page. And we're going to echo back to Flash, my result equals no exist, and ID var equals false and username var false, all that false. Else, this else condition is success. So when this runs, that means everything's successful. You know they're in the database. They're who they say they are. And you pump back to Flash, my result equals all good. And ID var equals the ID variable. And the next variable going in is username var, and that's equal to the username variable. The dynamic variables. And user pass var equals the user password variables. And these are always dynamic, and it'll be different for each user that logs in. And that's pretty much that. So that's the PHP script that you're going to get. It's going to be communicating back and forth with Flash to send the user's session logged in variables, all that. Okay, now in Flash, all we have to do is export. So let's check our script one more time, make sure everything's good that's going to be coming back. And this parvar, I don't know where that came from. That should be passvar. Username var, ID var, ID var. Yep, everything looks pretty good. So I'm going to press F12. And what you do is you name your file whatever you want. Mine's called World of Webcraft V1 for version 1. I'm going to save it. And then I'm going to press F12 to output the file. I'm going to output an SWF, an HTML file, and anything else. If I happen to embed any characters, any font, that little file, I think it's a SWZ file that gets output. You have to put that on your server too if you want to embed special characters or special fonts. And you'll notice that when I just output that, it didn't run because it's not connected. It's not online. It's on my local machine. It's on my Windows 7 machine here. That's not running online. When I put this on my server, I'll see some action in the file. Okay, check it out. This is what it output for me. So Flash pumped out these 4 files. And they all have to do with the game file. This is an HTML file, which we're not really going to use, but we're going to get the SWF code out of it to put in our game.php page. Here's the SWF. That's the important part. That goes in your server, and this would go in your server too if you are embedding any characters, any text. See that SWZ file? Put that up there too. So I'm just going to load this SWF onto the server now. I'm going to load this SWZ file onto the server now, and I'm just going to open up World of Webcraft, this HTML file. I'm not putting that on the server, but I want to look at the code in it. And actually, I don't like the method that Flash CS5 outputs, so I'm going to open up another Flash file I have and use that embed code. You're welcome to use my embed code flashes embed code, whatever kind of code that you want to put. What's going to be in my game.php page, let me go ahead and open that up. So here in my game.php page, here's where I want to have the game, the SWF code, right down here somewhere. And I'm going to take it out of this file, but I don't really like the way this is set up. So I'm going to use my own approach, and in game.php, which I'm going to give you all the source code for, you'll see my approach. And I'm going to test it in Safari, Firefox, Internet Explorer, and Chrome, right in front of your face. So you can see that my method, my embed method for my Flash game, will work on all those different browsers, no problem. Okay, here's the new code for game.php, and I didn't change anything up top. I just put the object tag and embed tag right here in the div id game container. And you can use this method if you like, and I'm going to show you it working in Firefox, Safari, Internet Explorer, and Chrome. And if it doesn't work in any one of those, then we'll have to reevaluate our embed method. Or maybe you might notice it doesn't work on mobile devices or whatever, things like that. And then you can restructure your own embed method. I don't care what you want to use, but I'll give out mine as an example you can start with, just in case. If we look at design view, we'll see the box. That's right where the game's going to load up, right there. Alright, so I'm going to put game.php on the server, get session bars on the server, and the flash file is all ready to go. I believe everything's good. And this, we already pumped this out, so everything's dandy. So we should see our user data being loaded in. Okay, now for the true test to show you that the scripts are in fact working. I'm going to prove that all of the scripts I was just discussing in this video are in fact working. I'm going to log in using Internet Explorer, and I also have Google Chrome open. I have Firefox open here and Safari open here. So let's go ahead with Safari first. I'm going to log into the other dummy account that I made. And you'll notice I changed my landmasses up a little bit. So this account name was Troy. You can see his name is loaded into the flash file. There's his ID, and there's part of his password. So as a developer, you have those three things available to you right now. And the way we did things, at any part in your script, you really don't even need that. But it's good to throw those in and store them. That way you don't have to keep calling out to PHP. You know, you don't want to make extra server calls, or more than you really have to. That's why it's good to load them into a text field here, then you'll always have access to them all throughout the game. But there'll be other times where you'll have to call out to PHP again. But you just don't want to do it every single time you need to access the user's name within the game. Okay, so that's Safari. Everything's working fine. Now let's go log in with Firefox. Okay, so that's Firefox. Proved it's working with the embed method that I used. And now we have Google Chrome. Let's log into that one. Same thing. Very nice. This is the Flash. And last, Internet Explorer. Log in to enter. There you go. So that proves that the scripts that you're going to be acquiring in this video, actually at develop.php under the video, there's three scripts. And I just proved them to be working to you, so you should have no problem, man. As long as you got some common sense, man. But now we can get in there and really have some fun in the game, because, you know, creating game things, because all of the bullcrap is out of the way now. You can actually begin your game logic in production.